Well, it's a privilege always to share the word. And on a Sunday morning, it's wow, it's special. So thank you. And well, this morning, I just want to say a few things about where I come from. Sorry, I'm just going to step in on this. Things about me. Well, I grew up in church. My parents are pastors. They're actually pastoring right now in a really, really peaceful place. It's called La Paz, which means peace. So they're pastors over there. My sister lives in that city as well. So I'm the only one who's, not there. But they've been pastoring for a while. They've been missionaries in Peru and South America as well. So I lived there from 89 to 93, around there. It was a really, really difficult time for the country, Peru. With Ela, went to the Amazons over there, which is really cool. And so I do remember a little bit of that. I'm going to talk about why am I saying all these things, because today I'll be talking about storms. And during that time, I was really young. I was 9 years old. It was a big place. It's as big as Toronto, as that city. And so there were missionaries over there. We didn't have electricity for almost a year. It was on and off. It was a war between the government and the guerrillas. The how do you say that? So they were trying to do their own thing, and we didn't have a lot of electricity. It was a difficult time. There were bombs around the city. So unfortunately, they will send kids, little kids, to do that. They didn't know, just put this thing over there. They will do it for a candy or something. So it was a really difficult time. So for my parents, it was a really difficult thing. I was playing in the streets with a soccer ball. That's all I needed at that time. So it was a really difficult time for my parents. Then I grew up, and we were in another church, in a different setting. And we moved into a new city. As soon as we arrived to that city, where my dad will be a leader in the organization that he was part of, which is the Church of God. And as soon as we got there, my uncle passed away in a very, very, very tragic accident. And so I do remember sitting in our new house, in our new home, sitting on a couch, my mom crying, and we all crying, praying in the middle of this storm. And then when you're living, and then I grew up again, and years later, I remember going through really, really difficult times where you don't have your parents around you. And I do remember specifically because it was a Sunday night and I didn't have a cent in my pocket. And I was waiting for Monday morning for my parents to send me money to save me from that storm. But I think I was like 18. And so when you're young, everything gets bigger. Everything gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Now that I'm a parent, I see we go through stuff. We see our child suffering sometimes. And so we go through difficult times in life. So this morning I want to share with you something that God put in my heart, and I'm going to share it with you. And if you want to open your Bibles in Mark, the book of Mark, chapter 4. We'll be reading from verses 35 to 41. This is an amazing story, an amazing miracle that Jesus does. And Mark tells us about it. So I give you a little back. I'm giving you a little bit of background of, that. I wouldn't teach and do something or say something that I've never experienced, I like that, because I've been there. And Jesus is going to remind us today. Little things that we forget, I believe. Even me, when I was doing this, I'm going, I remember that time. And I remember how I went through it and how my parents went through it. And so it's so important for us to see and to remember the little things. Are you okay this morning? You good? Good. So I'm going to read it, and then we'll pray, okay? As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon, a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. Then the disciples woke him up, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care about that we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "What are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "Even the wind and waves obey him." Let's pray. Lord, we just want to thank you for your word. Thank you for all the things that you've done in our lives and this in our church. Speak to us this morning. We open our hearts, our minds, and let us just not just listen to it, but put it in practice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The first time I got into ministry, I didn't expect this to happen. I was my first time in ministry in Canada, actually. And I remember I was in my office. It was January. It was cold. It was really, and that day it was snowing when I got to the office, I remember. And I got picked up by the pastor. And I knew, when I was really busy, I remember, I was in my computer doing the scheduling for the worship team and all these things. And all of a sudden I get the pastor calling me, "Hey, Marco, can you come with me? Something happened." So I remember going on our way to the church. It was blocked, and it was traffic and all that. So we took another route and all that. So we got into the church and no problem. After that, then he's like, "Someone had an accident." And I'm going, "Who?" And he said, "Eric." And I'm going, "Eric." And I remember who that was. It was a young adult from the church. He was just came to church. He started to be reconciled with the Lord. You know, he was there. Probably, John, you remember this. So that was my first week with as a staff in the church. And then we were in the car. And then one of the things that I said to God, "God, I thought we had a deal." Because I hate going to hospitals. One of the things that I said, I don't want to get into ministry because because you got to do a lot of things. And one of the things is going to the hospitals, because I remember growing up, every time we'll go visiting or we'll do with the youth group, we'll do evangelizing and all that. I say, I'll stay outside because I wasn't feeling well every time I went there. So Pastor Rick says to me, "Marco, you got to come with me." And I'm like, "Yeah, no problem." But when I was in the car, I was praying, "God, what's going on?" Big deal. We got to the hospital, and then we got into the room where Eric was. I'm going, "God, this is not fun." Like, it was, I started feeling sick, and I was looking for a place to just hide. I was looking for a place just to, you know. The family was there. And then we started praying, and we dealt with the situation. And then they gave me a bag. Marco, here. I didn't look because I was so nervous. I just grabbed it and I was standing. And I remember Pastor saying to me, just stay there, you know, just pray. And I was looking at everyone, the doctors, I was looking at the families and everything was going on in there. The accident happened like an hour ago. So I was there. I was like, God, I was praying, God, I need you. I was in the middle of this thing. And I was observing and I was watching and I was nervous and I was going, a lot of things in my mind. And I was in a war with my thoughts. Like, I was, you know, it was a really real hard time for me. And that was my first time really actually to the ministry there. When I looked down, I looked at the bag and it was the helmet. And I'm going, this is not happening right now. Are you kidding me? Like, wow. Thank you, Lord. It was a really hard time for me to start that way. But then after minutes later, and then I was with the family and we were chatting and we were talking about some other things. Then I said to God, you know what? God, thank you. Thank you because I'm going to grow through this. Thank you because you're teaching me. And I wouldn't imagine being doing this in my life. And I thank you, and I pray for this family and all that, you know. And I thank God for that occasion. All I'm trying to say with all this is, you know, the disciples went through a really difficult time that in that boat. They thought they would die, basically. Even though they had experience, some of them. And also the Bible says that there were other boats there. So when you do something, you know, when you have friends around you and when things happen, it's so nice when you're sharing that time with other people. And especially when you're going through a really hard time. You know, when you have family and friends over and you're people is around you, they support you. And they'll be there for you. So I'm going to go back to the book, to Mark. In Mark, and I said like an introduction to this. So we go, oh, I have that. Sorry, Alex. There you go. So there's like a bit of a context about the book and the story. Mark proclaims the good news, the kingdom of God, and the advancing against both worldly powers and supernatural forces. This story is recorded as well in Matthew and in Luke. Miracles at the Sea of Galilee. Jesus walks on water, which is the one we're talking about today, and the miraculous catch of fish. A second miraculous catch as well. I remember all these stories from Sunday school. Sunday school is good. Mark puts a great deal of emphasis on the miracles of Jesus. And I like that. So here is a little bit of, I found this cool picture and I'm like, that's cool. This is a school bus. And then the Galilean boat. So you have an idea. And then there's people in that boat. So you can imagine how many people can fit actually in there. And then where Jesus was sleeping there. You know, after a long day of teaching parables and teaching the crowds and you know, in the boat. So that's something cool. Oh, sorry. I don't know why it's not staying there. In this book, Mark writes a great story with a wonderful miracle from Jesus and a great teaching for us today. Mark proclaims the good news, the kingdom of God, and the advancing against both worldly powers and supernatural powers. Mark gives us a different taste in another angle because it's written in the other two books, right? In past chapters, Jesus' teachings and miracles is attracting lots of people and also leaders. They were looking, who's this guy? He's saying all these things. And the leaders of that day with his amazing actions. Amen. Now, let's go back to the story. Jesus is fishing right by the shore of the lake on a boat to a crowd hungry for more words from the master, the great teacher, the Messiah. Right after, he finishes teaching the crowd And he asked the disciples to go to the other side, which was the Decapolis. It was a Gentile territory. Evening came, so the disciples obediently followed him, and they sailed. Jesus is tired, and he goes to sleep in the stern of the boat, which is the back of the boat. The NIV says that. And it was a long day for Jesus and his disciples. They're all tired, and especially Jesus, you know. He was teaching and teaching, and he just goes to sleep. But this time, the disciples had seen Jesus teaching and performing great miracles. They saw Jesus forcing an evil spirit out of a man. That's recorded in chapter 1, same book in Mark. They saw Jesus healing Simon's mother-in-law and many others. They saw Jesus, a great teacher, a great healer. But they were about to see Jesus in a different angle. They will see him using his power over the raging waters. The disciples' faith was growing and getting stronger as they were listening and spending time with Jesus. Something that I got my attention when I was reading before this story is that Jesus will teach the parables, and then the Bible says that Jesus will spend time along with the disciples explaining. Because sometimes we hear something, right? We hear a preaching or we hear a teaching, and then we need to find the other part of it where you go deeper in that teaching. And so I love that about Jesus's leadership. And it's so important. The disciples' faith was growing and getting stronger. Yeah. Of course, we know that their faith was tested. And we know that they didn't pass the test. Right? But they learned a great lesson for their lives and ministries. Their lives were not the same, I believe, after this miracle. Mark writes that there were other boats with them. They also saw and experienced the great miracle. And in a result of this, they experienced this miracle so they could testify to others what happened. It also helped to solidify the fact that the man they were following all this time was, in fact, the Son of God. The disciples' faith with this experience grew. It got stronger. It's like, my wife experienced this, growing pains. I didn't experience that. Do you know anyone knows what that is? So basically, you have pain growing. You have pain in your bones. I don't know. She described that to me, and I'm going, that was not nice. You know, growing up, even Micah right now, he's going through a phase that almost every night he feels pain in his legs and arms. And my wife's saying, that happened to me. That's growing pains. And I'm like, okay, that's painful. So we got to go with Micah and give him some and to be with him and you know, do something in his legs and all that. And I'm going, wow, this is not nice. Seeing your son, you know, having these growing pains. Well, it's hard. Though it's painful, the pain in our bones and joints are part of the process of growing. Amen? Now, growing spiritually, on the other hand, may require growing pains in the form of giant storms and tests. And we will go through those things. Amen? It's so easy just to say it. Amen? It's so easy just to say it, but when we are in that, it's hard. Who likes storms? Who likes tests? If you like that, I admire you, but I don't. I hated the week that tests were coming. Actually, I was trying to avoid it all the time. That's why I failed so many tests. You know, I used to get so nervous and forget all I studied and all that. It was not a really good fit for me, high school specifically. Storms are scary and dangerous, especially if you are on a boat. And it's harder when water is coming in the boat that you're in. And you see waves bigger than you and around you. We do not like when things are not under our control. I've been in boats and lakes in Canada. And water is coming in a little bit. You see some water. The first question I always ask is like, is that okay? Is that okay? Is water coming in? Just asking right now. I know Canadians know a lot about all these things. Oh, the people that I knew back then, I'm like, are we safe? You know? The other part that I just get really scared is in airplanes. I feel like I can never sit. You know, I'm sitting, but I'm not sitting. You know what I'm saying? Like in case I got to run or something. I don't know. I'm always kind of like that. I'm always get tired, really tired in planes, especially in takeoff. Well, the whole thing. So every time I go somewhere, I get closer to the Lord. Amen. So there's another side of it. Sometimes we tend to think that we don't need help. We are too confident sometimes, and that we can do it. We can through it. We can do it all. I wonder, maybe the disciples saw the storm coming and said the storm will pass by. It will be no problem. If anything, we have fishermen with us, with experience in this field, who knows how to handle the boat during storms or whatever it can happen, whatever happens. Then the Bible tells us that Jesus is woken up and asked to handle the storm when the situation is at its worst and calms the storm. Then now at this point, recognize that it's time to wake up the one who asked to go to the other side. Something important here is that when we ask Jesus to intervene in our midst, we believe that he takes control. And we allow it, and we allow so he can show, and so we can experience as he handles the situation. And we will experience joy, which is something deep in our lives, and peace, which a lot of people right now is looking for. Unfortunately, there's people that they just want to feel peace. They just want to feel, that's why they go through, they got to take drugs. They got to go into drugs. They got to do an alcohol. They go through these things. It's hard and painful to see that. And especially when it's a member in your family going through that. And they don't want to listen about Jesus. They don't want to listen. They don't want to go to church. They don't want to. We invite them from all these things. And hey, you know what? I've been through that. All my friends, hey, you're going through this. You're going through this storm. Hey, let Jesus take control of that. Believe that he can do it. We need to remember, even if you feel you're alone in the storm, or that the storm is too big to be handled, we need to remember to call upon his name. The disciples at this point never did it, right? There is a point, I think, the Bible is clear and says they did it when they probably felt, you know what? We're going to die. Oh, yeah, let's wake up Jesus. Probably waited until the last second. And something that I wonder is that, why Jesus said what he said to the disciples? Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? It's like he was saying, you could have done what I did. Like, he gave them enough material to learn and enough teachings to say, you know what? Jesus was doing all those things in the past. Maybe we can do it today. But maybe and that's why the board says they doubt it. Because they maybe thought about it. Hey, we're with the Son of God. Some of them, they were still doubting and all that, but they had learning. They've been learning from Jesus in a personal way. So he explained, the Bible clearly says that he explained a lot of things to the disciples. Now, again, it's so easy to wonder this thing, and it's so easy to talk about it, but when, just imagine your life in that boat, you know? Or maybe not in the boat, in Jesus' boat, but on the other boat. Observing all this, going through the storm, you know? And all of a sudden, you see this man that we're following. We believe that he's special. And then all of a sudden, the storm disappears. Everything goes calm. So I want to finish with three things, and I want to leave you with three things. The first one is, get ready for any storm. In our lives, we'll face different things that will challenge us. That is why if you develop a strong relationship with the Lord, His Spirit will give you the strength that you need to overcome anything in your life. And what's anything? Anything. Do not fear the storm. Believe that Jesus will be with you. He will defend you. You are His son. You are His daughter. He will take care of you as He did with the disciples. Amen? Get ready for any storm. Well, Pastor Marco, you don't know what I'm going through right now. And you're just saying all these things. It's so easy. All I can say to you is believe, trust in Jesus. Trust Him. That's what the disciples did. Even though they learned a lot of things about during that time, before this miracle. But Jesus was there. Because when we call Him, He'll be there. He'll act in our favor. The second thing, is stay strong in the storm. Jesus is our solid rock. Amen? Where our faith should stand. Where is your faith? So let me ask you this. Where is your faith through difficult times? What's the first thing that you do when you go through a difficult time? What's the first thing that you say? Or what is the first thing that we say when we go through a difficult time? You might be going through a difficult and painful time right now. But don't let fear or doubt take control of the situation. Believe and trust Jesus. Call upon His name with confidence. Ask Him to be your strength, your guidance. Listen to His Spirit and be obedient. Rely on Him. Believe that Jesus can calm your storm today. You don't have to face the storm alone. He will help you. He will be with you. Amen? The third and last, learn from the storm. The disciples learned from the storm. It was a life-changing experience for them and to the others who followed Jesus to the other side of the lake. I want to say this. Share the miracle, the experience with someone else. Something we tend to forget is that what the Lord did in our lives or in our family. And we keep it to ourselves. We need to share it. Maybe you went through a really difficult time. Or maybe you're going through a difficult time, but you know that God is with you. And maybe your friends know about it. They know about you, that you're a Christian. But some other people, they need to listen what you're going through as well. Even though it's painful, even though it's hard, we need to communicate to others, hey, the good news is He is with me, and he can be with you as well. There are people out there who need to listen to your testimony, how difficult it was, and how God helped you through it. God will be glorified through that. It is all for his glory. You will never know how God will use your miracle so others can know about the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm going to conclude with this. We're going to go through difficult times. Sometimes we will see the storm coming, or there will be times that the storm will suddenly appear. But remember, Jesus is going to be in the boat with you. He is going to be with us from the beginning to the end. Also, we forget about this sometimes. Our faith needs to grow and get stronger, so it will be tested as we face difficulty. We will see the Lord's hand in our lives in different ways as we walk with Jesus, as we follow him. Obstacles are going to show up, but our Lord will show up as well. We need to keep this in mind. He has power over spiritual and elemental forces. He is divine. He is powerful. There's nothing that he cannot do. Amen? We need him in our boat, in our lives, all the time. Let's have faith and trust him, church. The one who was in the boat with the disciples is the same one who is here today, and he has the power to overcome anything. Let's pray. Lord, we just want to thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for the reminders this morning. Thank you, Lord, that you are with us and that you will never leave us alone. I pray that if someone here today is going through a difficult time, a painful time, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will be with this person. Give them the strength, the guidance. And also, Lord, help us to share the miracle. Help us, Lord, that others can hear about you. Hear about the good news of having you in our lives. Help us to be ready for any storm. Help us to rely on you, Lord. Even though we see around us how difficult it is, and we feel this time it can be chaotic sometimes, Lord. The Holy Spirit, give us the strength as well, Lord, to remain in you, on the solid rock that you are. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.